Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: يا ابن آدم، ما كسبت فوق قوتك فأنت فيه خازن لغيرك.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, O son of Adam, whatever you earn beyond your basic needs, you will only keep vigil over it for others.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this beautiful manifestation and this pure manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Of course, we understand and we know that Imam Ali alayhi salam was literally brought up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, because the Messenger of Allah brought up Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, we see that the universal persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was truly something that can be called the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah. It is almost like a copy-paste process. So those qualities and attributes which made the Messenger of Allah who he was, whether it was honor or bravery or chivalry or altruism, generosity, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, care, affection, steadfastness, patience, of course, determination, firm will, all these different characteristics and attributes which were in the Messenger of Allah were passed on to his greatest and most perfect disciple, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam and the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah. Now, we find that in one certain place, the Messenger of Allah, of course, peace and blessings upon him, says that soon after my passing away, mischief and sedition and fitna will occur among you people from every direction. At that time, do not leave Ali alone if you look for salvation, for it is Ali who will distinguish between what is just and what is unjust. He will remove the dust of injustice from justice. So here, dear friends, again, we find that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, is encouraging us to go towards the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, to the point where he is saying that it is Imam Ali alayhi salam who will be able to judge and distinguish and differentiate between those who are acting justly, those who are just, those who are promoting or loving justice, and those who are on the side of injustice, and those who are promoting injustice, and those who are themselves unjust. So here we have to understand that this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly this ultimate manifestation of truth and justice, and the teachings of Islam and the Quran, and the correct understanding of the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And so it is because Imam Ali alayhi salam's universal persona is so in sync and one with this reality and the essence of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah and the Messenger of Allah, that His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, is able to distinguish between what is just and what is unjust. Especially in a time after the Messenger of Allah left this transient abode for the eternal home, we find that there are great seditions and fitnas which occur. And of course, these seditions and fitnas confused a great many people. They didn't know what side to choose. But even before the Messenger of Allah passed away and he left this world, he told us that if you want to look for salvation, if you want to be on the side of the just and you want to be on the side of justice, then you must never leave Ali. And matter of fact, you must always be on the side of Ali. A very comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين إليك واضحا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight true road. The instructions given by those who lead on thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
All Muslims take pride in saying, oh, Ibrahim was a Muslim. What they don't want to know or notice in the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used another name also for Ibrahim alayhi salam. In Surah number 37, and 79 to 83, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of the Anbiya. He says, Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his greetings to Nuh alayhi salam. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsineen. The way he delivered and rescued Nuh, he says, this is how we give the reward to the good doers. Innahu min ibadina al mu'mineen. Nuh was from our believing servants. Summa aghraqna al akhireen. And others who opposed him, we drowned them. So after Nuh, an important prophet, who is he? Ibrahim. So here, after saying Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen, after sending his greetings to Nuh alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then describes the second important Nabi, and he says, Wa inna min shi'atihi la Ibrahim. And among the followers of Nuh, min shi'atihi, and one of those who followed after Nuh was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, Ibrahim is not Shia Ali here, he is Shia Nuh. But the point is that the name Shia Muslim is not a bid'at. It is not something out of, you know, the alien world. There's no invention of the ulama. No, this comes from the name given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Low to describe one of his important anbiya by the name of Ibrahim as a Muslim in one ayat and a Shia in another ayat.
D. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.